It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, you know, for the past 2, maybe 3 years, I've went down to Ben Wheeler, the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival, usually in October. I know it's going to be in October this year. But I've been a judge for the cooking contest. I've had a booth down there signing my book, Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Wild Hog Hunting. But it's just a fun event. It's on a Saturday. And today I have Miss Katie Burke there that's with us. She is kind of the ramrod of this. She's the person, the go-to person that where we can learn more about it. But if you have a, it's going to be near the end of October, I know that, and if you have a spare Saturday, I'd like you to come down there and visit with everybody and maybe even be a competitor in this cook-off. Katie, are you standing by listening to my lengthy intro here?
Yes, hello, Luke. How are you?
Good morning, and glad to have you with us. And, you know, the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival, I've watched it grow each year. A lot of booths out there, live music. The contest is, hey, I got to be a judge year before last with the Chewbacca mom. How about that?
it was really fun having her out there.
Oh, yeah, she was a hoot. She was sitting next to me, and I don't know how much wild hog she'd eaten before, but I said, it's all good, it's good. Before it was over, she was just tearing it up. She really enjoyed it, you know. But what's the dates this year, Katie, for the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival?
Yeah, the Faro Hog Festival will be August 27th this year. It actually starts the Friday before. All the cookers come in on Friday about 3 o'clock and start their cooking process and end up cooking all night until judging noon the next day. But we also have on Friday night, we have the hog pageant. So we actually have kind of a quirky little pageant the night before with some live music. It's a fun time. That's at Moore Store. But then the following day, we actually have the Feral Hog Festival, which starts at 10 o'clock, starting with the parade, where everybody is just dressed in hog gear.
I know it. My booth has been right in one. Well, it's right on the end where I've been the last couple of years, and I get the bird's eye view. So, but it's called, I think the official name is the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And folks, we're going to hook you up with Katie. And if you want to be a contestant down there and join me and my buddy, Jeff Rice and his wife, Demi, we're going to be, I was a judge 1 year. And then I spent the time in the booth the next year. This year, we're going to compete. By golly, we're going to cook. We're going to cook some wild hog. Jeff's has a hunting ranch, Katie, on the upper end of Lake Fork, and lots of wild hogs. We're on the hunt right now for about a 80-pound fat one, and we're gonna try to wild hogs, you get them when you can get them. And so we're going to try to get one a little early and vacuum seal that the meat and have it ready. But I don't think there'll be any problem. Now, let's concentrate on the competition or the cooking this coming year, how it's going to be. So we're already signed up. Team Bordacious, of all things. That was Jeff's idea. That's a pretty good idea. Pretty good name, I think.
That is a great name. There's some very creative names out there.
Oh, I bet. That I'm really, really looking forward to. That's one of the highlights this fall that I'm looking forward to doing. But so, okay, the competition, there was a bean and I think a chili and then then the meat. Is that the way it will be this year?
Yes. There will be 3 cooking competitions, the wild hog being the most competitive, and then we also have chili and bean as well.
Okay. Now, the wild pork, can you cook it? Of course, most people are going to have a smoker out there. We will. But can you put sauce on it or seasoning on it or anything like that when you serve it?
Yes, you can kind of style it up. All the preparations need to be done on site. So if you want to get it prepared ahead of time, actually it has to be at the site that it all gets prepared there. So if you want to add a sauce or spices, it all has to be done while it's cooking. And it has to be wild hog.
Yes,
so it
for
can't
sure.
be yep. just regular. Yeah.
Yep. And I know Mr. Elam, Tony Elam is mm-hmm. the gentleman that's in charge of the contest and all that. And I'll ask this one to him. I don't know. I think we were thinking of barbecue and beans and chili. But and this will be a question that I'll pose to him later. I don't even know if we would do it. Guisado, that's a Mexican dish from wild pork, but it's not barbecued. It's cooked with, you cook it with spice, chili peppers and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. serve it on a flour tortilla. I may ask Tony, just for grins, about that, if that would be allowed. It's big chunks of wild pork in it, but
right.
That's probably a little different than what most people would be serving, but I'll ask him about that. That might be something to do.
Since that's a little different than the norm, he would know all of the rules about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's our number one rule regulator, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that's something we can pose to him. But, folks, if you want to be a contestant in this now, we're going to give you the information. And, we've already, me and Jeff and Demi, we've already signed up, so it's not too early to do that. Okay, so let's say the Friday afternoon, we could get there. If we get there at 6 o'clock, as long as we're registered and all, is that okay?
Yep, that is okay. Mm-hmm. Anytime Friday, Tony will be there as early as 3 o'clock, kind of signing people in. And after that, he's going to be there all night long. So as long as you have time to cook what you need to cook and be ready by noon, which is when the actual competition is, then you can come at any time. To sign up or get more information, we have it on our website under our events page. It has all the applications on there and everything. And you can just fill it out and email it to me, which is benwheelerfoundation@gmail.com. And our website is benwheelertx.com.
Okay, we'll give that again later. Ben Wheeler, yeah. TX, benwheelertx.com. And they go there. Is that where they download the form? I guess it's a PDF form that they can do.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just a regular PDF. They can print it off and mail it to me, or they can fill it out, scan it, and email it to me. Either one.
Okay, benwheelertx.com, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, and then once they get to benwheelertx.com. Katie, I bet you the places to send it to and all are pretty visible, right? To mail
That's
it to
correct.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. BenWheelerTX.com. Okay. So we show up. We will probably get down there about, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And then the contestants would meet with Tony, and he would give you a spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that then, is absolutely correct.
So you set up and bring all the stuff that you're going to need. Now, what if you wanted to, say, set up a tent? We're all big campers and stuff, but what if you had a tent to set up? You're going to have to sleep somewhere. I can't stay up all night cooking.
Right.
I'm too old for that. Yeah.
Right. To be quite honest, I think you can set up a tent, but I don't remember the rules on that one.
Yeah, well, there again, we can talk to Tony about all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I remember some people in the past that I think some of them had RVs. And anyway, mm-hmm. there's probably, I'm sure that, there's accommodate, or you can bring a place to sleep. I bet you can.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, sure. So then you can cook all night. It's not going to take us all night to do what we need to do, but... or you could be there, be set up, and then get up at daylight the next morning and start if you could do it in that length of time, right? you're cooking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you have the finished, now here's a good question. Once you have your, say your beans, if you entered that category, your chili and your cooked pork there, you all three categories. Do you need to bring styrofoam? I remember as a judge, they brought them out in the styrofoam boxes there that we sampled. But do you know that? If not, Tony will know. But all that kind of stuff, you think the contestants would need to bring their own boxes, or do you know?
We provide that, actually. So we will have, if you wanted to give out any to the public, you would need to supply your own paper plates or whatever you need to for that. But for the competition, we will actually supply that for you.
Okay, good. That's that way everybody's on the same page and, it's all presented in the same form. That's good.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And okay, well then, so that's got the competition. Then there's the judging will be at noon on Saturday of
right.
that. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the person wins the best pork. What would that team win?
We actually increased our prizes this year. So first place would get $1,000 plus three custom made belt buckles for your team.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for the pork, right? And
that's for the pork. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then is there a second place or just first place?
There is a second place, which is $500, and then you get two custom-made belt buckles for your team. And then third place, there's also a third place, they would get $250 plus one custom-made belt buckle.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And then say the Wild Hog Chili. You win that one. You're the best in that. What would you win there, Katie?
For both the chili and the beans, we have the same winning, and it is $250 plus a plaque. We only do a first place for beans and chili.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, let's get to the festival itself. When you say you're not competing, and you're just out there, you want to have a good, fun fall Saturday. It is a lot of fun. There's music going on the stage out there, and it's at the park there at Ben Wheeler. That's
it
where
is.
It's held. Yeah. Music going all day. It's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of booths, and I'm not sure, since I'm going to be competing, I may have to take my books and get back in the cooking area and concentrate on that instead of a booth. But I'll know ahead of time on that deal. But, it's just a heck of a lot of fun. There's all kind of vendors out there, and I've watched that grow each year, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
We have a lot of really great vendors that are already signing up. So it ranges anywhere from a local artisan who may do landscape paintings to handcrafting leather to power sports. You just never know. But there's something out there for everybody.
It is. And the proceeds are put back into the community, and it's a great event. We just have a little bit of time left here, Katie. Give the website one more time for people that want to learn more.
Sure. If you want to learn more, you can always go to our website at benwheelertx.com.
Katie, thank you a lot. And folks, we'll put on ketr.org, we will put the website here. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.